The failure of Napoleon Bonaparte in his invasion of this region created a kind of avarice in European colonialists to target Palestine with a religious alibi. In 1841, a German officer called Helmut von Moltke, who cooperated with Ottoman forces, suggested to establish a government under the name of Quds so that Palestine would become a symbol of European civilization and economic progress in the Middle East. Since Palestine is a country between Egypt and Syria, such a government would hinder any kind of invasion on Ottoman country if a patrimonial government were established in Egypt. Helmut von believed that establishing such a government and ruining it by a German ruler would be a great spiritual victory for Christians of the world. The King of Prussia embraced this plan, started to consult European kings to gain their agreement. Temple Society in Germany, which was affiliated with the religious movement in this country, tried to realize this idea. The religious movement to which this society was affiliated to was established in 17th century as a reformist movement in evangelical church. In Crimean War in 1853, it adopted a new approach because the prevailing belief in Europe at that time was that Ottoman government was coming to its end. Christopher Hoffman, the leader of this movement, came up with the idea of separating Palestine from Ottoman government and calling it the Select Land of God. Although this movement had clear traces of Torah thinking, it seemed that he had only targeted Christians who followed evangelical church. In 1854, Hoffman's friends established a Friends Committee in order to talk about the ways of implementing their plan. This committee tried to make the German Congress of that time enact this plan so that they could make a formation in Quds under the name of Gathering the Select Nation of God Together. This society received horrendous amount of financial support. Some disagreements in the society led it to disintegration. Therefore, Temple Society was created as a result of this disintegration. The goal of the Temple Society was to take possession of more lands in Quds with the permission of Ottoman government. In the first step, this society misused an 1867 enactment of Ottoman government, which permitted the foreigners who had become citizens of Ottoman government to own lands in Palestine. On the basis of this enactment, the society requested to own lands in Palestine, and Ottoman government accepted it after 1 year. As the first step, Hoffman and his colleagues asked Ottoman government to give them 3 square miles of land near Carmel Mountain in Haifa, while they hadn't become citizens of Ottoman government. When this request was turned down, Hoffman resorted to deceit and trickery. With the cooperation of Russian council, he took possession of some of these lands. He built the first settlement there to pave the way for immigration of Germans to Palestine with religious intentions. Hoffman and his colleagues built German settlements in Haifa and then in Jaffa. In 1872, they obtained a piece of land with an area of 25 hectares near the Quds Railway outside the city. They built a settlement in it within 6 years, which turned into the residence of the leaders of Temple Society. In a similar manner, other settlements were also built in different parts of Palestine with the aim of accommodating immigrants and the so-called Select Nation of God. In 1875, this society abandoned its allegedly religious causes as a result of some religious disagreements in the society, and their only objective was to improve settlement conditions. In the same year, German Navy entered Palestinian seas under the pretext of defending the rights of German residents of Palestine. On the other hand, the improved relations between Germany and Ottoman government in the last two decades of the 19th century, as well as the visits to Quds by German officials, strengthened the position of German residents of Palestine more than ever. When a Palestinian man decided to marry a German girl in one of the colonies, his proposal was rejected with this explanation that Arabs were servants and slaves and didn't deserve marrying Germans. Temple society adopted a hostile stance toward Jews at first, but they supported Jews' plans later on and helped Zionists settle in Palestine. This cooperation and friendship didn't last long, and at last, Zionists deceitfully annihilated Temple Society and other German Christian formations in 1980.